This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Again, at your service and on your side. The DJB Show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Off. Yet, her presence is felt. We always miss Jen Jen, and we miss you. If you're gone and you come back, we know it. I'm like Santa Claus. I know when you've been when good or bad.
Bad or good.
So be good, okay. For goodness sake. All right, Victoria, lead us off with something that will get us thinking or talking, perhaps about the season, the spirit of the year, the good stuff in the offing, let's hope.
Yeah, well, there is I think this is a good feel-good story. There is a Desmond Tutu has been given or was awarded an International Peace Prize to the Parkland students who have become very vocal with gun reform and doing the March for Our Lives and things like that. And so in the ceremony, it was celebrated in Cape Town, South Africa, and he presented the prize to David Hogg, Emma Gonzalez, Jacqueline Corin, and Matt Deitch. And those are four of the survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting that took place last February, even though that, to me, feels like it was so long ago, but it hasn't even been a year, where 17 students were killed there during that shooting. And so the kids have really rallied together. They've done protests in Washington. They've called for stricter gun laws. They've done all kinds of lobbying. They've had more than 800 planned events across the country that these kids have been in charge of organizing. It's really kind of remarkable how much they've done. And so he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1984 for his work to end apartheid in South Africa, and he called these kids and the March for Our Lives organizations the most significant movement led by young people. The prize was founded by Kids Rights, which is an organization that works to guarantee the rights of children, and Desmond Tutu has been the patron for more than a decade of that organization. And so I think that's really cool that the kids are getting recognized on a global scale now. It's not just affecting just the United States. Other countries are really paying attention to young kids and young people standing up for themselves and standing up for the right to be safe in their schools.
I'm glad you did that story because I would have put a different twist on it. It is good that they're getting recognition. They have, excuse me, for the most part, done a lot of good for the cause, awareness, that sort of thing.
They got a lot of people to register to vote, too. A lot of kids. It's like a cool thing now to vote.
Yeah, and to vote.
I think that's great.
It is a good thing. Yeah. It's a fabulous thing. Desmond Tutu, however, is not one of my faves. I remember interviewing him. I've told the story I've told it a few times with you, Victoria, going to South Africa and being the first person to interview Nelson Mandela when he became the president. I was there. I was invited to come by the new government. I did the program from there. I interviewed him on his right after he was inaugurated as the president. And then I had some time with Desmond Tutu, who is, in my estimation, one of the biggest frauds to come. Like the exact opposite of Nelson Mandela. It couldn't be more different in the way he presents himself, the way he's so impressed with his status or stature or whatever it is. It was all about him, and I've not found anything that changed my mind. In this circumstance, he kind of reminds me of the mayor of Framingham. Everything's about her. It's all about me, me, me. And I just posted something on my Facebook page. Maybe I should send it over to my personal Facebook page. Send it over to the DJB Facebook page as well. About understanding the difference between developing yourself as a unique and praiseworthy individual, doing good things, And you know what got me to thinking about it was what Snoop Dogg said. If you haven't, he got a Hollywood star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he made his speech in a way, it was sort of tongue-in-cheekish, but
yeah,
then
he was
in a way,
being funny, but
it wasn't. But if you read or hear what he says, Victoria, it really is what we all ought to be striving for, and that's to be the healthiest person we can be. Mm-hmm. And that's understanding. That's part of what I've sort of been. You can hear it in my conversation the last few weeks, developing a sense of self that's healthy and strong. It's great to defer to others. It's great to put others first or to help people. But it also has, it's easier to do and smarter, actually, if you understand the real reason for doing some of these things. And I haven't always understood what the reason was. And so when I talk about people like Desmond Tutu, who come across as being, and he is a global figure. Pretty much everybody knows who the guy is. I don't think it's an age thing either. Victoria knows who he is. Carrie, you know who he is, right? Desmond Tutu, you've heard of him.
Yeah, and I think that, sorry for my voice. Just so iconic to her. It's an interesting name, and so people, even if they don't know exactly what he's done, everyone has heard that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Anyway, this is not, I don't want to deflect onto the story of the kids getting the award because it's kind of cool, but I always have strong feelings when his name comes up. I kind of recoil a little bit. Here's an interesting name, or actually a couple names in the news as we continue here. Bruce Defick and his wife Nancy own the Ocean City Resort Casino in Atlantic City. How far is that from you in your new place, Victoria? How far is Atlantic City from where you are?
Atlantic City is about hour and a half, 2 hours south of us.
Okay. So we remember from the movie Ocean's 8 with Sandra Bullock. Remember Anne Hathaway was in the movie, Cate Blanchett. This may have inspired a real burglary at this casino. The presidential suite, 44th floor, where the owner and his wife stay, they were hit for $1 million in jewelry items. There are two casinos. This guy owns a couple of casinos in Las Vegas, too. Bought the former Revel Casino, which cost $2 billion to make. He paid $200 million for it after it went into the tank. It reopened as the Ocean Resort Casino in June. Entertained Mark Wahlberg, Heidi Klum, some other people have gone there. Klum. Detectives interviewing the hotel staff who had access to the suite. State troopers scouring the rooms for DNA evidence. No video of the thieves. This guy reportedly told police he didn't think anybody other than the hotel's cleaning staff has been in the room. So where did they leave the jewelry? Is this a fakey, maybe phony baloney? Let's collect the insurance. But for a guy who has that kind of
dough, you would think you'd want to lock it up in a safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is sort of a local news story for us, and it does seem to be a big mystery. And mm-hmm. the fact that, like, there's no camera footage, and I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. This could, I don't know. Is this a grab for an insurance claim, or is it a legitimate burglary and someone was just really good at doing it?
If you have that kind of cash, or you have that kind of money or assets, to trip around for $1 million is like us filing a claim for $400. You know, that kind of stuff. Also, next person in the news, Michael Avenatti, one of the faves. This guy is in the same category as Desmond Tutu, as far as I'm concerned, in the $3 bill department. The L.A. County District Attorney's Office declining to file felony domestic violence charges against Avenatti, choosing instead to refer the case to the Los Angeles city attorney. So this is political. Instead of the county doing it, the city's going to do it.
Well, no, it's because they didn't have enough evidence for felony charges. So now it's the misdemeanor stuff is handled on a local level.
So what does that mean could happen?
It means he might be innocent and that he didn't hit that woman that he was dating.
Yeah.
So that's he has claimed that he has not, that he didn't hit her, and he's never hit a woman, and so that's his claim, and so we'll see where it goes. Now, if he does get charged with anything, it will be misdemeanor charges of domestic assault or whatever they call it, but it's not enough for felony charges. So It's, next I name. Guess he's proven himself a little bit innocent in that sense.
Another gold bricker. John Allen Chu. Another name in the news. American missionary. Killed on a remote island off the coast of India by a tribe that he was trying to convert. Did you see this?
Yeah, it's a weird story.
So, here's a guy who obviously is deeply into whatever his religion is. I wasn't even clear what he was trying to convert them to. He's not a Mormon, I don't think.
I don't know specifically what sect he is. It's just everything I've seen has just labeled him as a Christian evangelist.
Yeah,
so,
but the locals don't allow, in this area, they don't allow people to come in, missionaries for whatever. They're a closed society, and the law protects them. The law does not allow people from outside to come into this tribe, the area where the tribe is. So he went in there, and he got killed by them. And that's the end. They don't have guns. They have arrows, bows and arrows. Anyway, it's what do you think or say about something like it? It just carry that stuff too far. I know I sound kind of intolerant about this stuff sometimes, and I admit to it. But I think I've kind of got a clue there. This is when religion goes too far, in my opinion, humble as it may be. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no danger side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed. This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music for Christmas. We'll be expanding on this as we get closer to Christmas, but as it is post-Thanksgiving, we can dig around on this a little bit more. We have music focus every hour for 4, 5, 6 minutes. And so we're going through the top 100 tunes for the holiday, according to Billboard magazine. And we started at number 100. We're down to the countdown. Number 76 is a version of O Come All Ye Faithful by Pentatonix. Nice.
It's incredible that they have no instruments. It's just their voices.
It really is. Yeah, they become very identifiable or connected to Christmas music, I think, appropriately so. 25 at the hour here on the DJB show. Victoria, Kara, and I now moving to the Temptations and a seasoned version of it, Silent Night. I didn't tell you it was Temptations.
Never. I've never heard this. Yep.
Yeah. I've heard it a few times, but not a lot.
Is this the original lineup of the Temptations?
Yes.
Or is this a newer one?
No. This is from the 70s. This may have been late 60s. This album came out. Kara may be able to check it and see, but I'm thinking back in the late 60s. All right, so there we go. Now, here's another version of the same song. Number 74 on the list by Michael Bublé this time.
Holy night.
By the way, he's the single most popular individual on the list as far as total number of Christmas songs on the Hot 100.
All is bright from yon virgin mother and child.
You like it?
Yeah.
He's not anonymous when it comes to being identified. Well, that's probably a good thing. All right, so that's number 74. Here's one of my favorite versions of this song. Been around for 40-some years. Johnny Mathis and Sleigh Ride, number 73.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Like it. That's the kind of song you in your car and you're listening to it and you turn it way up, drive everybody else in the car nuts. It's okay. Alright, you want to try one more here, Kara? Bing Crosby. This is a fabulous tune and the first really famous song, I think, in the top 100. Number 72 is Do You Hear What I Hear by Der Bingle.
A song, a song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea.
So quintessentially
here. With a voice as big.
28 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You know, in your mind you're trying to say, well, maybe it's not a shooter, but you run.
That's a shopper at an Alabama mall where gunfire leads to a deadly confrontation with police. Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says a fight broke out between two teens around 9:30 last night. An 18-year-old man and a 12-year-old girl were wounded. The suspect was shot and killed by an officer.
I think we were fortunate enough to have two officers that were very near an active shooting scene, and those officers rushed to that scene and actually encountered an individual that had just shot someone. So we were fortunate that that Hoover officer was there.
Black Friday shopping is well underway. Analysts with Adobe Analytics say Americans might break retail records over the next month based on strong sales last quarter. They project yesterday's online sales to hit a new record of $3.7 billion. They also say smartphones represented more than 50% of traffic to retail sites. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Again, I hope you like what's going on here. This is one of the, this weekend, one of those no man land kind of like, it's a nebulous time, I think. Do you agree with that, Victoria?
No, I don't really follow what you mean.
Well, I mean, it's a, if you're in retail, you're working, the bank's open on the weekend, but it isn't business doesn't get done this weekend. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's not like a usual Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Okay. It's a long weekend, so people like that.
Well, I guess my point is that it just seems like we're in a different mindset, different place.
Yes.
And it won't be, the next week as it comes along kind of has, even from now until Christmas, it just feels different.
Yeah.
Things
well, it feels a lot more exciting. There's better energy in the air, I always think, from this time of year.
Yeah. Okay. That's a way of putting it. There's a number that I wanted to pass along. Most of you know that I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I do a weekly program that's aired on a lot of stations around the country on the weekend, thankfully, American Family Farmer. And you can follow it also as a podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. What I want you to know about this time of year, what's going on the farm. Farmers this past week got 11 cents from every dollar you spent on your Thanksgiving dinner. Farmers who grew the turkeys, grew the vegetables, grew the cranberries, grew everything that you ate. 11 cents from every dollar. You realize how disgusting that is?
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It's actually funny. At a recent family gathering, we were talking about the 4-H club.
Yeah.
And my cousin has done a lot of work. He runs a school, and he's done a lot of work with various 4-H groups around the country. And he said that it's just, at this point, he said it's really scary. He said, because not only is 4-H membership down, he said, but the people who are members of 4-H are just, he said, they're getting into other industries because they just can't survive anymore.
Yeah. What are we
in
doing?
In farming and agriculture.
Yeah, it just is, this is holy, I don't know what the right word is, but it's, you know, thinking about Thanksgiving and all we have to be thankful for, the number one thing we should be thankful for are the people who are raising the food that we eat. And family farmers are a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers of people who have 100 or 200 acres of land, they grow produce or they raise cattle, milk cows. Consumer holiday food costs are being pressured because of the retail competition and being able to get stuff from other countries, that sort of thing. So the prices to the farmers are dropping precipitously. This is the worst farm economic downturn since 1929. And we just don't see it. We don't feel it. We don't talk about it. The average farmer across the year of every food dollar that's spent by consumers on a 12-month basis, the farmer gets 14 cents. But it's worse at Thanksgiving. It's 11 cents for every dollar you spend. And the farmer bears the brunt of 85% of the cost of actually bringing the product to you. The rest of it is all shipping. It's all packaging. It's all advertising. And it's all markup. For the middleman in the market, the food market, whatever, wherever you go to buy your food. This is disgusting. If you think about it, the dinner rolls. I'm going to give you a couple of specifics. You want a couple of specifics?
Dinner rolls. It's important for people to realize, you know, I think breaking stuff down like that is important.
Okay. So the average dinner roll, the contents of it, the farmer got 4 cents on a dinner roll. Right?
Wow,
the
growing
$4,
flour, right? So when you think, but when you really think about it, like it's not just farmers don't make dinner rolls. So
so
they grew the wheat and that gets turned into the flour. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's wheat farmers there. That's terrible.
Okay. So the average cost. Remember we were talking about this, Kara, last week. I think the average cost of a gallon of milk in the country is $4.59 at the moment this weekend. Gallon of milk, $4.59. The farmer who produces that milk from his cows got $1.40 for that gallon of milk. All right? The average farmer who grew the turkeys that you ate got 6 cents per pound, where the average retail for a pound of turkey was $1.29 around the country. 6 cents a pound. And the average sale on turkeys was $1.29 a pound. This is nuts.
But how do we fix it? We've been talking
education?
About this for a while. Yeah, but education, how? You still need to buy a turkey for Thanksgiving. So how do you, how do you do that?
You can
find a local turkey farm, maybe, and that's better than...
They're gone, for the most part. They're being raised. Turkeys now are being raised like chickens are being raised. These huge houses where they raise 30, 40,000 animals at a time.
I mean, there are some exceptions there.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's still local turkey farms. Yeah. There are.
But beyond that, though, how do we address this as a nation, as consumers? You know, if the price of milk, if you're saying that the price of that farmers are only getting what did you say, $1.20 or something?
$1.40. Yeah.
Okay. So how do we fix that?
If
we don't have access to buy dairy from a local farm,
having
how do
the
we
market,
do it?
Having there be no government interference, and having the market find its own level. That is, how much does the farmer really need to make? I remember that there were people who came to me because the milk that I was, the Jersey cows that I had were set. We fed them in a way and we raised them in treated their way that their butterfat content was the highest that anybody had at the local dairy processing center. I had the highest butterfat count, and it is the Jersey cows. The brown cows give more butterfat than black cows. But they also, you know, it's all subject to what you feed them. It's like anything else. What you put in comes out. So the grasses that I would feed them, corn that I would feed them, I didn't give them grain, that kind of stuff. They're much better for the animal all the way around. The grain is not good for them. Grain's
no,
not good
I've heard
for,
that, yeah.
For cows. They're not, actually not great for horses, too, depending on what you give them. Anyway, the point is that if we didn't have the government and if the government hadn't allowed the business to become so concentrated so that one company controls 80% of the fluid milk supply in the country, they push the prices down by just saying, we're not buying milk from this pool or that pool, we're going to buy it from Canada, we're going to buy it from Mexico, we're going to buy it from China. And that's what they've done. So the farmer has to keep coming down. The organizations that represent the farmers, AgriMart, some of these cooperatives, they have to keep negotiating their deals with this one company, and the price keeps going down because they only represent American farmers. They don't represent Canadian farmers, don't represent Mexican farmers, don't represent Chinese farmers. They represent the American farmer. So these other people can come in with any price that they want. And you want to sell your milk, you meet their price, or nobody buys your milk. So what we have done through these trade agreements, NAFTA, for example, one thing that Trump has done in the negotiating, doing a new deal and getting rid of NAFTA was a good deal for the farmers anyway. I don't know about other products, but I will tell you that it's a good deal, better deal for the farmers. Because now the Canadians can't ship their milk in and the Mexicans can't the way that they have been doing it. I don't know what the hell is going on with China, and neither does anybody else. They were shipping in milk from China, and the biggest company in China bought all of the dairy processing, or most of them, in New Zealand. And so that milk is coming over here from New Zealand. But what it does is it gets brought to China first, and then they do whatever they do, and then they ship it here. So it's a god-awful mess brought about by trade and things that are, people say, you don't really understand the trade realities. What I understand is that farmers are getting screwed and Americans are not getting the quality of food they need, and thus that's part of the contributing factors in the obesity epidemic that's going on. Because we, you know, that stuff, people have, or they've been taught to eat cheap food. So if you can buy good food that's cheap, great. If we can't, we'll buy junk food. And damn the consequences, because apparently people are not being educated enough to know what happens when you eat some of this crap that is available at some of the fast food stores and in markets and wherever else. So you hear in my voice the passion that I have for this, because I think not only is it bad for the American family farmer, but it's bad for you. It's bad for your family. It's bad for all of us. So, all right, Doug, get off your horse and let's keep moving here. I thought it was interesting that the Toys R Us people are back around. Have you seen some of the ads? You know, they went out of business, but now they're back again.
I didn't understand, and I didn't look into it, but I didn't quite get. I saw a few headlines that Toys R Us was back, but yeah. Did someone else buy them and they're just using the name? I don't, because they were gone. They emptied all the stores.
Yes, they did. But apparently there's a hedge fund that's bought into them, and now they're placing the product under the name Toys R Us in stores like Kroger. Some of the big stores, you know, they used to be grocery stores, and now there's everything in them. And so if you go into your local Kroger store, I know you can see the giraffe, and they've got a huge toy box, and it's supposed to be from, it says Toys R Us on it. And so if that's how they're trying to come back in,
whether it's successful or not.
But if you like, excuse me, you like that brand, then it is available some places. But a lot of the stores were taken over by, what is it, Honeybee or something? What's the name of the, there's a bee kind of a name attached to some of the other toy stores. I've forgotten what, you know.
KB Toys?
Yeah, KB, thank you. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that still existed. Yeah, it's interesting. I think, you know, I think kids, I guess Toys R Us was just horribly mismanaged. I guess at
Very
the end
bad.
Of the day, that's really
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah.
But they left 33,000 employees jobless. I mean, this was a disaster after they filed for bankruptcy. So if they're going to bring it back in a new way, and if it's at Kroger stores or
well, that's
wherever.
That's what they did. They cut the employees, cut their costs, and that's. But they still have the product, so they're making deals with some of these other stores. I'm looking at Kroger stores.
Pop-up toy stores are real. Pop-up stores in general are so popular right now, and it makes so much sense. You don't have a long-term lease on the space. You have limited product and inventory. It makes nothing but sense. And so they said, I think you and I probably are on the same Washington Post article here. Apparently, there are now 600 of these pop-up Toys R Us stores for the holidays, which is great because kids want to see toys in person. That's not just something, you know, that's one of those things we've been talking a lot recently about retail. And one of the things that should not go out of business are toy stores because kids go nuts in toy stores.
Well,
that's
there's also a lot of educational opportunities in some of the toy stores, some of the good stuff that's available to
puzzles, books, all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, at least I've sent you in that direction. If you have Kroger stores around where you are, you'll find Toys R Us products in them. I think it's not too early to say Merry Christmas from the DJV show at 48 past the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Find out what's going on in the automotive world with our weekly visit from Nick Miles. His website is OurAutoExpert.com, OurAutoExpert.com. Nick, I guess I could wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. That's okay, right?
Yeah, works for me.
Good. I'm glad you're on board with that. So, as it is Black Weekend or whatever it is, we're into the Christmas season. How is that for car sales? Is this a good time to buy a car, or are there a lot of come-on deals? It's the end of the year. I think you were talking about that a week or so ago, in part.
Yeah. Yeah, when it is, Doug, there is math there that shows this is the best time of year to buy a car. It does show that for two reasons, really. First of all, those 2019 shiny models are making their way to dealer lots, and that means that dealers need to make space for them, so they're willing to give you a deal on either 2018 or pretty much anything they have on their lot just to make some space so they have the most current inventory. The other reason is because the end of the year, like any other company, they want to show their bosses they did a good job throughout the year, and the end of year sales figures are nice and healthy. So in this run-up to January, they want to sell as many cars as possible. So when they report their 2018 income, they want to go, "Hey, boss, look what a great job I did selling cars." You know, right. So there's those
bonus. Here's the bonus. Yeah. Bonus time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You got it. So there's those two things, really. Automakers will do anything they can to sell you a car this time of year. They'll slash the prices. They'll offer you some great financing deals. And, you know, it's hard to find zero financing anymore with interest rates going up from the Fed. And the one place that you can often find them is on the car lot.
Yep. All right. Congress coming back to Washington next week. A lot of legislative activity that affects transportation, cars, that sort of thing, tax credits, self-driving cars. What's the legislative prerogative here?
Well, it looks like there's quite a bit of movement on the $7,500 tax credit for that you get if you buy an electric car. There's a lot of pressure from the car companies to do it, to have Washington continuing it. Right now, when you have sold a certain amount of cars, that starts to decrease and becomes zero. And the biggest problem is a lot of car companies like Nissan with their Leaf and Tesla have met those amount of sales, And so now if you want to buy one of those cars, that tax credit disappears. And so these companies are now saying to the government, hey, by the way, we're not selling any cars because the guy next door who hasn't sold 250,000 cars, it's still got his tax credits, but I haven't got mine because I've sold more than 250,000 Leafs in the United States. So they're asking the government to continue it. The biggest problem is this: if, you know, we saw it in Norway, Norway took away their tax incentive, as did the Netherlands, and basically electric cars dropped to zero. The sales dropped to zero. Yeah. So the problem being that we have to sort of decide, do we want to pay these taxes? No, we don't. We know that already. But do we want to kill off the electric car, which seems like it could be a good idea in the future? So it's a big weighing up of whether we want to pay that money or whether we want to see them go goodbye.
One of the things that I've been considering, you know, I've been driving Range Rovers since the mid-90s, and I recently traded in and got another one. I tend to get two-year-old ones, keep them for 2 years, and then, you know, next. So I saw a Discovery Channel overview. It was a program about NASA, but in looking at the NASA satellites and what they're finding out about carbon dioxide and the ozone hole and that sort of thing, I thought to myself, all right, maybe I need to buy an electric car. And I started thinking about it. I was talking actually with some of my family at Thanksgiving about it, and the, you know, you come back to the reality, even if it's electric, it has to get its source from fossil fuels. So what are you really gaining at this moment if you buy an electric car? You may feel good about it, but are you really getting anything that actually saves or helps to save the problems we're having on the planet?
Well, ultimately, the idea is that they will, in the future, do that. And, you know, electric cars put out zero junk out of the tailpipe.
Right.
So at that point, they are better. But, again, you're absolutely right. When the measure comes, it's difficult to weigh it up whether it helps or not. Now, it will help eventually. We know it will help eventually because a lot of more of these wind farms are going in, solars are going in. We're getting rid of fossil fuels anyway. So they'll help you do that.
The new Range Rover Evoque, what an ugly car. I see you got some, I mean, they are ugly. Give us a few seconds on why to buy one as they change.
Let me tell you, you should buy one because it's a mom's one. If you don't like the way it looks, I'll email them right now and tell them they may need to redesign it before they bring it out because Doug Steffen says
it's an ugly car.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.